Welcome to What the Fuck Latin X.
Bow. My name is Josh.
And my name is Carla.
And this is a podcast where we dive into our Latinx roots, our history, our food.
Parties, chancleta, clothing. And we kind of sit here and analyze, why are we who we are? Why?
Wow. Carla sounds so deep today. Why?
Why are we made like this?
But not on a serious note, we just, you know, we're two college students just trying to have fun, man. I don't know about you,
Carla. Why do you sound like you're high already?
Bro, because, like, my personality is very go with the flow, and I'm like a Pisces, bro. And we.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let's just make this whole episode about horoscopes. Can we do that?
Can we, like, yo, we have to get back to it. If you're an OG listener, you know about the Checky Mela Horoscope Hour.
Yeah, I was trying to make that a thing, but it turns out that she sometimes put her content late. Checky Mela, I love you, but, like, and she only does it once a month, so I wouldn't have enough to, like, read them on. Like,
yeah, nah.
Oh, and there we go.
Why, Carla? I got it. All right, everybody. So if you're new out there and you don't know, I steal Wi-Fi from my neighbor.
Do you really? Stop lying.
Imagine, though, because that's really the only logical explanation why my internet would suck so bad.
Why it sucks so bad? Yeah.
Yo, I paid the bill yesterday, too, in full. So you would think that the internet would be running at, like, top-notch speed, tu sabe, encendido, full force.
Emphasis on you would think.
Emphasis on I might have to call Comcast and hit them with the yo, so what's up with my internet? Because I paid that shit the other day, but what y'all be doing is y'all be messing with my internet, so I'm about to go to Verizon because Verizon got better rates.
So I found the Checky Mela's Instagram and I'm like, who, we're in June, so is it Gemini season? I think it's Gemini season. Ooh. I don't fucking know. I'm like, I don't fucking care either. We're reading Gemini's horoscope.
Yo, yo, but God bless you. I just want to take a moment of silence to, you know, God bless everybody that's dating a Gemini, because you might potentially be dating a serial killer and you just don't know it. So God bless
your
heart.
I'm glad you made that joke.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. I'm going to keep you in my prayers. All right, you can proceed.
Well, Gemini's. I don't know how to proceed after that. Antes que nada, feliz cumpleaños. Este es tu mes. Tu ego va a empezar a estar bien contento y tu dosis de atención también. Vas a brillar, todo te va a salir mejor que nunca. Pero tu lado dark y tus tendencias dramáticas te pueden sabotear. Esta pizca de felicidad es pasajera. No te dejes, no seas tu propio enemigo. Libérate y deja de hacer cosas para complacer a los otros. Saca a pasear tu verdadero ser. Aunque seas insoportable, al final recuerda tus grandes habilidades sexuales. Esa es una de tus armas de poder. Sigue dando el mundo de la que envicia y de la que enchula. Palabra sagrada, medalla o trofeo. Número de suerte, 21, 73 y 45. La canción del mes es Tato Gucci. Y momento de gloria, ir a la playa con gente que odias. Amuleto de suerte, un inflable de unicornio. Amuleto de mala suerte, celular y tu compatibilidad de zodiacal, ninguno. So, Checky Mela, go see her on social media. Like, this is her content. Giving her full credit, just in case.
Page is fire.
But she does, like, body written horoscopes. And I just think they're funny.
Might lie, the first time Carla told me about this page, I low-key was, like, mass skeptical. I'm like, yo, that's a dumb concept. You get body made. They get horoscopes, they get whatever, they're not gonna be funny. Yo, like two or three into, I read like two or three and I just started dying.
Yeah.
And then I think you started reading them with like the little body, like the body accent in Spanish.
Yeah, it comes out when I read stuff like that.
Yo, that's when I was hooked. now whenever I go on her page and read them, I read them like
as you hear my voice.
I hear, yeah, basically I hear your voice as I'm reading them. It's just funny as hell.
That is funny. But yeah, okay, so
yo,
we did say we hi to new listeners. We're What the Fuck Latinx. We talk about Latino stuff. Cool. So usually we divide our episodes between What the Fucks and Random Rants. This episode is gonna be a random rant. We have been sitting here for an hour. So this is the thing. We plan our horoscopes. We plan our episodes, right? Organized and professional and blah blah blah. And then when we come to record it, I'm like, I'm not in the mood to talk about that. And then Josh was like, fuck. This is exactly how our podcasts go, by the way.
So
I don't want to talk about that because that's boring me. And then Josh was like, oh, no. Our work for planning this shit gone down the drain. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but, you know, like, if I'm not into it, then I don't have anything to talk about. So we just wasted an hour trying to think of what to talk about that wasn't, like,
book boring
or, like, more quarantine stuff, because we know that the world's wild out there. That's why we're here recording, because we're running away from it.
It's a fact.
And we were wondering, and we were going to talk about a little bit of Latinx fashion growing up and stuff like that. But then you just said horoscopes. And I think you did something there. So this may be just a random rant about horoscopes. I don't know.
I'm down. We can do a random rant about horoscopes.
Amen.
Whoa. All right. So before we keep doing this random rant.
Yes.
I think before I hopped on the fucking before we hopped on and did this, I was Googling stuff, right?
Okay.
And this, I had like a random idea. I'm like, yo, let me Google positive news, because 99% of the news in the world is negative.
Wait, and this is something I saw last night.
Hold on, let me finish my thought, right? So I ended up stumbling across the Good News Network, and they promote, like, good news. Obviously, because, you know, yeah, what else would the Good News Network do? So it's literally, like, a bunch of...
Joshua 2020.
Yo, shut up. So the first article that just kind of stood out to me was senior home in Brazil creates hug tunnel so visitors can embrace their loved ones. And it's literally like, it's like this little plastic wall between you and your like relative, mm-hmm. but you're able to like put your hands through like these kind of holes. Mm-hmm. And you're able to actually hug your relative, especially old people, you know, since they're really like, they're more susceptible to like catching the virus. Yeah, but it sucks because of social distancing, because they have to stay away from the loved ones. But the little love tunnel idea kind of like allows you to have that physical interaction with a little layer of safety. So I thought that was beautiful.
I'm like, so if y'all didn't know, the reason why I'm kind of feeling a little crazy today is because my lady bits are all over the fucking place. Yes, it's period time. Therefore, if you keep talking like that, I will start crying. So stop it.
yo, the episode where Josh makes Carla cry.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, no. All right. So that was just my little piece of happy, like, positive news for the day. I thought that was real cool.
Cool.
And it's real creative.
I want chocolate. It's so fucking bad. Oh, okay. I like that. I don't know how to follow that now. That's too
wholesome. Nah, I just wanted to bring that shit to light. Just throw out some positive energy.
Into the universe.
Ya tu sabes.
Well, I feel like growing up Latino, like, I always believed horoscopes some way, somehow. Like, no, I'm not one of those people who, like, my horoscope said I was gonna find the love of my life, so, like, I'm gonna marry the first person I see. But I do, like, find it fun, like, oh, like, I'm gonna have a good day today, great. So
I feel like I feel like low key it does set you up to have a good day. Like whenever I read a horoscope
or a bad day, it's a double-edged sword.
It is, because if you're already having a bad day and then your horoscope further reinforces the fact that you were supposed to have a bad day, it's kind of like, fuck.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But you know what's something that I like to do? So I don't necessarily believe everything about horoscopes, but again, I do think it's like a fun little thing to do. So then I like to Google celebrities' signs.
Yo, that shit, low-key, you... Low-key, when you start to figure out that some celebrities are, like, the exact description of what their signs are, it's just funny as shit to me.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy when you think about it.
It's like, yo, what do you mean Rihanna's a Pisces?
You know who else is a Pisces like you? Bad Bunny. Okay. So I generally had to Google Latino celebrities because they don't really show you Latinos unless you search for them. So Aries. I do feel some type of way about Aries.
Why?
My mother's an Aries.
Oof. Say no more.
So if you don't know anything about horoscopes, basically they're divided in like how you received and released information. Some signs are supposed to be like soothing. Some signs are supposed to be stubborn. Some signs are supposed to be whatever, feminine and masculine.
Some are more spiritual and more in tune to the universe.
Well, some just don't give a fuck. So yeah, that's like the overall. You're just like categorizing people based on when they were born to like how they should act. Cool.
I feel like
my mom's an Aries. So this means she's a fire sign. And this means that she was born between March 21st and April 20th. That's an Aries. And they're the youngest sign on the zodiac. They're supposed to be impulsive, passionate, and I'm a Leo. So I was born in August. That means I'm a fire sign. So you have two Latino women who are fire signs, stubborn, under the same roof. You know, that's not necessarily a recipe for success, right?
Yo, when you think about it, it's literally like fire, adding fire to fire, or fight. It's like almost like fighting fire with fire,
which just gets more fire. Like, we don't argue as often, but the only reason why we don't argue is because I taught myself to walk away. But let me tell you, if she wasn't my mother, we'd have problems.
Question. Yo, question. Have you ever looked up the compatibility
between
Leos and Aries?
Not specifically. What is it?
I was just curious. You know what, Dan? Let me look it up.
Look it up when I do this. Okay. I'm eating plátanos, by the way. Fun fact. Plátano maduro. Sweet plantains. So it says Aries always see themselves first. I'm getting this information from Latina.com. They're the leaders of the pact and the first ones to get things going. Aries are known to show off great leadership skills, leading others through charm and charisma. Lies. Okay. No, that's true, actually. My mom does get her way through charisma. My mom once got off of a driving ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Just like by being nice to the police officer. Like motherly, and he felt guilty, and then he was like, I'll give you a warning this time. And as he was driving off, she was like, fucker.
Fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. So I'm trying to find this compatibility. All I keep getting is love compatibility.
Mm. So some of the artists that you know, artists that maybe Aries are Alessandra Ambrosio, Mariah Carey, and Rosalind Sanchez are among those celebrities that are Aries. The next one says Taurus. You see, Taurus to me is one of those signs that, like, I'm always, like, attracted to from far away. Like, they seem, like, tall, handsome, and mysterious.
Jody said that.
But in reality, I feel like we wouldn't get along. You know? Like, if actually, I don't know anyone with a Taurus.
Me either.
Like, they seem attractive from far away as a Leo. But I don't know.
You know what's so fucking weird? Right? So, I'm a Pisces. And I feel like 95% of my friends, mm-hmm. or people around me, end up being Leos.
You know, Hito said that? Hito is a Virgo. So, he was supposed to be a Leo. And he's like, I'm supposed to hate Leos or something. And y'all just, like, show up and stay. And I'm like, yeah.
I never want to leave, bro. Like, a lot of my female friends, for some reason, always end up being Leos.
Domineering, yep.
It's like, and I'm just like, I'm so good with the flow. I just be there like, why y'all so, like, are y'all so extra?
Because why not? What do you mean? Anyways, Taurus. It's the second of the zodiac. They adore comfort and value harmony in their personal life. So they like to get things done, and it's that steady Dutch persistent that winds them up viewed as stubborn. They're considered to be among the most practical and reliable members of the zodiac, which is like, that's cool. So some of the artists is Prince Royce is actually a Taurus. I did not know that. Jessica Alba and Enrique Iglesias are among some of the stars that are Taurus. I don't know. Do you remember? You never saw Twilight. Robert Pattinson from Twilight was a Taurus.
Robert who?
Pattinson.
Yeah, exactly.
I will continue.
Carla's like, I'll fight you.
I really will. I had the hugest crush. 13-year-old father had a cute, huge crush on him. But anyways.
Yo.
The next zodiac sign is Gemini, May 22nd to June 21st. I'm in a mood today. I'm just like, let's fuck around, you know?
All right, there's a whole vibe right now.
These are very likely to be serial killers. It doesn't say it. I'm just making that statement.
Nah. So me and Carla one day, we took the time and we found, like a list of like, I think it was like the top 30, like most well-known serial killers.
And believe, like,
yo, there was a very
90% of them were Gemini. I don't know why.
You had a lot of Geminis, a lot of Sagittarius. There's like 3 Pisces on there. Stop playing with me.
There was no Leos, so that tells you a lot.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Geminis are intellectually inclined and love to talk. They're also extremely interested in developing relationships. They're the third zodiac. They're the third of the zodiac sign, which is a mix of like yin and yang, representing the twins, which often causes others to view them as a fickle. Geminis are quick-thinking, quick-witted, and fast on their feet. Some celebrities would include Adriana Lima, Zoe Saldana, and Paulina Rubio. I loved Paulina Rubio when I was a girl.
Paulina Rubio is, she goes, bro.
You don't know what you're talking about. And you laugh, because you know you don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, next. Cancer. I also feel some type of way about Cancer. I feel like Cancers are like high-key, very manipulative.
You know what's crazy? I've never met any Cancers.
Yeah, they're like really good at like...
At what? They know how to twist the story in their favor?
No, they know how to put your own emotions against you.
Ooh, like that?
Yeah, they're like very good at analyzing, and they have a very high emotional intellect.
Uh-huh.
So they just know how to play the room and like say the right things to make you feel some type of way. That can be good or bad.
Carla, you gotta elaborate. Who made you feel some type of way?
Oh, I'm not going there.
Yo! It was definitely one of your friends.
(Clears throat) So this is June 22nd till July 22nd. Yeah. So this is mostly like the summer babies.
All the summer babies that were made. All the winter babies, you mean?
Basically. Everyone hearing my microphone there. Okay. The fourth zodiac sign. Cancers are all about the home, taking pleasure in the comforts of family. Oh, yeah, I see that. Cancers seek out harmony in their home and love nurturing others. They're known to wear their heart on their sleeve and can often be quite moody. Emphasis on moody. Cancers are tenacious and strong-willed and love to get their way done.
Carla's just laughing right now because she's like, yup, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm.
Yep. Artists that are Cancer include Selena Gomez, Anthony.
Selena, hop in my DMs, girl.
Yikes.
I love Sophia you, Selena. Vergara
are all Cancers.
Because Selena.
Oh. Oh. So you know who the next sign is. It's me, bish. Playa. July 23rd to August 22nd is Leo season, baby.
Okay.
Leos love being the center of attention.
Yo, if that ain't the truth.
The fifth zodiac sign. Those who fall under this astrological sign are ambitious, me. They strive to make a good first impression, me.
That's a fact.
And are supremely talented, also me.
Carla's like, check.
They're known as the Lion. They consider themselves rulers of their universe, hence their competitive nature. Those under this sign are also known to be warm and loyal. Yes! Where is the lie? Nowhere. Lies nowhere.
Am I gonna lie? Carla's probably the most loyal person I know.
Aww. What do you want? You're complimenting me.
So I just finished sending Carla a bunch of Supreme. So if you know about fashion and you know about Supreme, it's just mad expensive. So I sent Carla a bunch of Supreme sweaters, and I'm like, yo, Carla, so if you ever get bored and you want to buy something for me, you know, just because I'm an amazing co-host on this amazing podcast with you, you know, you should buy me this Supreme sweater.
Yeah, Carla, we'll talk after I get my sugar daddy. Cool.
Goddamn. Yeah, I'll just buy it myself then.
So three artists that are Leos are Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, que lo que
can we talk about that? Jennifer Lopez, a Leo, Babbitt.
I'm not surprised.
So that by definition means that we're both Puerto Rican and we're both Leo. Do you know where I'm going with this? Therefore, I am J-Lo. Don't fight the logic. That's just the logic, you know?
All right, you're J-Lo. Bet. We're just gonna go with that. And you know what? I'm a huge J-Lo fan. I love J-Lo. I love Jenny from the Block. You know the vibe. So
I'm J-Lo. The other two are Demi Lovato and Carlos Peña Jr.
Demi Lovato.
Whoa. Okay. If you saw my screen right now, they look like they're dying. They put really bad pictures of the next artists. That's what I'm saying.
They got the most recent pictures.
Yo, they all look like they're like on their way. Let me just shut up. Virgos. I'm like, I should shut up. I'm probably gonna offend someone somehow. You know, like, guys, I'm in pain.
Bro, just but like, what are the chances of like J-Lo, Demi Lovato?
Them actually listening to me and the man like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's that bitch. And then everyone else being like, you're such a fucking dumb bitch. And I'm like, yes, I know.
Slim to none. Yo, we've yet to get a bit of hate mail. We're doing something good. I mean, we're doing something wrong. Carla, we gotta get more hate mail.
No. Yeah. I feel like my response to getting hate mail would be just to like to resend them to themselves and just like You know how they would have to be like, dear, blah, blah, blah. Just put their name on it and be like, if you don't like it, then, like, go away.
Just flip it, basically.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, sounds like a personal problem. Okay. So, Virgo, August 23rd to September 23rd, the sixth sign of the zodiac sign. Virgos are often seen as picky and critical. That is true. But this attention to detail is often used to help others. That is also true. Hito, I see you. They were born to serve and are a great asset in the workplace. Leos can be counted on to get things right the first time. Every time. Leos? Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were on Virgo.
We are. They fucked up. It's a typo on the article. It says Leos can be counted. I'm like, yes, I can. I guess they mean Virgos can be counted on to get things right the first time, every time, without any detail being overlooked. One's Virgo's downfall, which they don't see, is their perfectionism. Also true. This often gets in the way of their usual clear thinking. So these artists may include Cameron Diaz, Mark Anthony, and Charlie Sheen.
No, not Charlie Sheen. Oh,
Virgo.
Oh, my man Charlie Sheen, bro. Yo, that man. Yeah, yeah. I can see Charlie Sheen being a Virgo.
Okay. Next zodiac sign is Libra, September 24th to October 23rd. I actually love Libras. I've never met an evil Libra.
Yo, me either.
Don't at me. I just, like, all of the Libras I've met are, like, mad chill and, like, have the deepest conversations. Like, they're mad cool. So the seventh sign of the zodiac, Libras are often focused on others and how they relate to them. So I guess they have a better way of connecting, like,
connecting with people. Yeah.
Yeah. They epitomize balance, harmony, and sense of fair play. Libras feel most complete when they are coupled up with their lover. That is also true. Which makes for their favorite partnership. They're considered suave for knowing how to charm their way in conversations. Ooh. Yeah, that is honestly true. But this can also lead to them being seen as vain or gossipy. Libras are a bundle of energy, romantic, and loyal to the core. Ooh. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where I'm reading.
Carla, who's a Libra in your life, and why are you feeling them so much?
I just knew someone, you know. I just knew someone, and it's a long story short. So yeah. artists. Artists that are Libras include Bella Thorne, Bruno Mars. Ooh, Bruno Mars. You see. And Tyler Posey.
Tyler what?
Posey. Posey. I don't fucking know.
Posey?
Posey. Like P-O-S-E-Y.
I know that name, but I don't know from where, though. I'm forgetting.
Teen Wolf or some shit like that.
That's what it is. Yeah. One of those weird
shit. Yeah. Next one is Scorpio.
Yo, my man Drizzy.
Okay, so I'm just going to take the time and go, like, next is Sagittarius.
So you said we skipping Scorpios. Yo, why you, what's your beef with Scorpios? And all the Scorpios out there. I don't think anybody likes you, though, but.
No, actually, I feel like Scorpios are seen better than, like, Geminis, but I personally think Scorpios are, like, worsely tempered.
Yo, Scorpios be mad mysterious, though.
Yeah, but they're also, like, I'm just gonna read this. They're stubborn.
Yeah, they are. That's a fact.
And vindictive. So they're the vengeful sign of this, of, like, the horoscope, which I think is, like, everyone give so much shit to, like, Geminis, but, like, Scorpios are the vengeful ones. So, like...
But Scorpios are more likable.
Are they? I know. So Scorpio is the eighth sign. They are often stubborn and determined to succeed. Scorpios are not to be crossed, as they can turn vindictive in no time flat. When it comes to their lovers, Scorpios are caring and devoted. So some of the Scorpio artists include the Bella Twins, Adrienne Balin, and Dania Ramirez. And also Drake, as you mentioned.
Drizzy. Well, Drizzy's officially...
He's not Latino, but like, yeah.
No. Watch your mouth. Drizzy's officially Dominican, okay? Like, we've accepted him. The Dominican delegation, we traded Sammy Sosa for Drake.
Y'all can keep him. I don't want him.
We traded Sammy Sosa to Canada.
I don't like Drake like that.
Mira. It's Champagne Poppy, okay? Watch your mouth. We'll be up in Dykeman every summer.
He's a little
tough. We up in Dykeman at La Marina and shit. We be chilling, sipping Don Julio.
Am I the only one who genuinely feels like Drake is desperate? You remember that whole fiasco with Rihanna? No, just me. Okay.
Chill. You mean him versus Chris Brown?
That's not a good place to be if you're an artist. Do you really want to be... I'm just saying.
Okay. Carla's like, we don't want to go there.
Yeah, so Scorpios. I want to go back to Scorpio because it's just like... Scorpios. I think Scorpios are fun. But then, like, Scorpios are one of those signs that they focus a lot more on, like, what other people are doing instead of what they're doing. Like, on other people's lives instead of their own.
Sí, son bien entremetidos.
Yeah, well, like, not necessarily. It's just, like, they're vindictive. So you're with them or you're against them. And if you're against them, then, like, they do everything to fuck with you. And it's, like... As a Leo, I'm like, why don't you just mind your business? Like, no one cares. Like, literally no one cares. Like, no one gives a fuck. And you just, like, mind your lane. Thanks. I feel like I'm offending so many Scorpios right now. Drake, can you fucking mind your lane? Thanks.
Yo, if we weren't getting hate mail before, we will be getting some this week. I already know that's for a fact. Carla's coming at people's necks. I'm just in the cut, chiming in.
You know what? I'm in a mood today, so I'm like, yo, come at me. That's all going to like the fucking drunk mail.
No.
That's going straight to the league.
If you follow us on Twitter, I already know we about to be in Twitter jail for a couple weeks because Carla about to go off. Oh shit.
I'm just saying, Drake, mind your business. No one cares.
Whoa. Chill, don't come to my guy like that, bro.
And you know what? Drake is actually a great example because have you seen, he has like an SNL skit where like he's in SNL walking around and then someone doesn't give him a water bottle or some shit.
Oh!
And then like he's like, I thought we were friends. I guess we ain't. Blah, 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 blah. And he's just like all like,
it's him being mad emotional.
Some type of way, yeah, over every little thing other people do. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I'm like, mind your business.
Mind your business. Watch your neck.
Gang. Okay. Sagittarius. There is one word for me.
Get demons.
No. Sagittarius to me. Oh, it's two words. There's two words that always like make me think of Sagittarius.
Demon.
Commitment issues.
Damn, trust issue.
No. Commitment specifically. Because they run like they could put flash to shame. So the ninth sign of the zodiac is Sagittarians. They are the truth seekers filled with knowledge. They're known to have an optimistic and generous spirit, which makes them a pleasure to have around. So Sagittarius are kind of known as like the travelers and like the, I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
I love how Carla says, it's supposed to be like
travelers. The adventurers, the one that like to like do stuff outside of the comfort zone. But in reality, their dark side is that if you make them feel uncomfortable, they'll be running out the door. Thank you.
Yo, Carla coming at you next.
I don't know. Okay. among the Sagittarians in Hollywood, you have Christina Aguilera, Jake T. Austin, and Nicole Snooki Peluzzi. Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Snooki.
The next one's Capricorns. Capricorns, it's like...
Capricornia.
The only female friend I have is a Capricorn.
Shorty said that.
The only one that's been able to stand with me. Most of my friends are male. Is that a thing? Is it like... I'm like, is that wrong?
Damn, I don't want to get into your life.
Yeah? No. Like, literally just that sentence. Is it wrong if a girl has more guy friends than girlfriends?
No, because you know what I've realized? Women hate other women. Yo, I have a lot of female friends that I have. They hang out with more dudes than they do girls because girls be just real dramatic sometimes over nothing. Or they notice that, like, their female friends around them be feeling some type of way, once again, over nothing.
Yeah, I just don't like being fake. So instead of being fake, I just kind of, like, go away. I'm just like...
Yeah, it's weird like that. You're not the only one. Like, I know, like I told you, a lot of my female friends, like, a lot of their friends are all dudes.
Yeah, oh my God, I thought my water bottle was going to fall. Okay, so Capricorns, to me, are like, Capricorns are like,
I literally
the bougie, the Capricorns are like the bougie, like, I'm better than you people.
The bougie, I'm better than you people.
Yeah.
Are they?
Are they? They're like... But they don't mean to come off that way. They're just like, they mind their business and they get certain things. And then, like, when they're like, yeah, I have like 3 jobs and like this car and blah, 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 blah. But it's like they gained it with their own hard work. It just like comes off wrong. Does that make sense?
Like, no, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like that one friend that you have that's like, they're excited about what they have, but it comes off really, pretentious.
Yeah. It's like they worked hard and they deserve the things they have, but
it's just like
the
energy is just so like, well, yeah, I got this. What do you mean you still driving that? And it's like, it's like, yeah, thanks a lot. I don't even know how to respond to you now. You just kind of stay quiet and you're just like, yep, okay.
Yep. Okay. So Capricorns are both ambitious and determined. They're all about hard work and reaching their goals, but always play fair. Capricorns are organized and efficient. They tend to be mature and possess enough discipline and sense of responsibility to get them where they want to go. Capricorn artists include Naya Rivera, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. So these are basically like the discipline. Like, you know what? When I think of a Capricorn, you know those jocks that are always like, work hard, play hard. Like
yo,
whoever.
Slow feet don't eat. Come on, get big, bro. Get big.
Yeah. When I think of Capricorns, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yo,
just like those athletes.
I think one of the traits the of a Capricorn is that they're always like, they love making their own rules and they're always striving to reach higher like positions in life.
Yeah, they're never satisfied and they never will be satisfied, which really makes you think that they're never going to be happy because they have everything. Like, what else could you have, bitch? What exactly. else do you want?
But you do have those people that are like, yo, I can go higher. I can level up.
But that causes a lot of stuff to their mental health, and then that's just like a whole lot of conversation too.
It does. You fall into a lot of these. I don't want to go into it, but yeah.
So as mentioned, Pitbull and Ricky Martin and Naya Rivera are Capricorns.
Yo, Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yo, it's already in his name, bro. Like,
it makes sense. So the next one's Aquarius. So we're starting to go into the, what is it? Water signs. Hi, Josh.
Yo, my mom. So my mom's an Aquarius.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So Aquarius are from January 21st to February 19th. They are the 11th sign, and Aquarians are humanitarian, philanthropic, and keenly interested in making the world a better place. I see that. They're visionaries and progressive people who love thinking up ways to make things better. Aquarians are generally sympathetic and compassionate, and they treasure their friends and acquaintances. They are considered the trailblazers of the zodiac. And so this includes Shakira, Wilmer Valderrama, and Victoria Justice. So your mom's Shakira.
My mom, yo, I'm not gonna lie, I love my mother.
But
I don't know. There's something about her personality sometimes where it's like, there was something you said there where it was
compassionate,
like
trailblazers, appreciate friends, and generally sympathetic.
My mom is too much of a trailblazer sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like your mom's one of those people who, like, she's always helping everyone else but herself.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets to a point sometimes where it starts to fuck with her. When people don't reciprocate that same, like, energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah.
I feel that. As a Leo, there's, like, one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, when I'm a friend, like, I go all in. And it's one of those things where I don't think it's a good thing necessarily, but I'm loyal. Like, I'll be here the whole time. Like, when you're on your lowest, I'm gonna be there. But I see that everyone else, when they're on their highest, they're not there. Look, you want me when you don't have money and you need 20 bucks, but you don't want to hang out with me when you're going to the beach or whatever. Like, oh, I see that.
Yeah, but.
I'm like, yeah. I see that. Oh, you don't have gas money. You come to me. I see that.
Yo. It's funny because I'd be feeling the same way because I'm a little too nice. I'm really empathetic.
But I'm like, I don't know if it's the fire sign in me. I'm an all or nothing. So once I see that, like, that's it. Like, you lost me. Like, gone. Like, I can be cordial towards you, but if I lose my respect for you, like, I'm not going to be the same way.
Oh, no, it's over. It's over. Yo, once I lose that respect for you, it's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, what's your name? Like, yeah. I don't know you.
Okay. Is this the last one? Actually, yes. Last but not least.
No, drum roll. Pisces, one of the most creative signs. One of the signs that is very loving, caring, nurturing. But yo, we really do hate when people give us negative criticism. You know, we hate when you think.
I like how Joshua is so into this that he searched his own description just to talk about himself.
You know what's funny?
But Leos are the self-centered ones.
You know what's funny? I don't have the description on my thing. This is all just straight from the heart. I'm just being honest right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Wait. Hold up. I'll even close my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking then. What were you talking about?
But I was talking about how we Pisces, right? We really hate people that have, like, this know-it-all attitude, that feel like they're better than others, that want to, like, you know, demean people, belittle
people.
How
are we friends?
You just like, yo, we just can't fuck with people like that. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, you have to be more in tune with the earth, with the spirits.
So basically, Pisces are the hippies of the sign. Cool.
Nah, but read what you got, because I just went on my own little tangent, just talking shit.
So they're the 12th and final sign of the zodiac cycle. Pisces have a compassionate and charitable nature. They love helping others in the most imaginative ways. Pisces often get caught up in their dreams and views of how things should be. They're emotional and often feel misunderstood. When it comes to love, Pisces are caring and romantic. Artists include Eva Longoria, Becky G, and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. All right, Freddie Prinze Jr. gotta go. We tossing in.
I don't know
in,
who that is. Should I
me
know?
Me either. That's why he gotta go. So we tossing in Bad Bunny. Shout out my guy Bad Bunny. Tu sabes.
Yeah. So fun fact is that like Josh and I, when we met each other, I think I searched our compatibility of our signs, and it was like, don't do it. And the response was like, why would you become close to a person like this? Y'all literally would just like burn each other up. And I was like, oh great, this really tells me I'm making great life decisions. But here we are, like, what, we've known each other for like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, I've known Carla for a while. Carla's like my best friend.
Aww.
And it's fun. What do you say on like that? What you talking about?
Aww, that's cute.
Carla's like my best friend. We do be butting heads sometimes because we just...
the fucking time.
We have like completely different views on certain things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes me a while to convince Carla to think like me because, you know, Leos are never wrong. So for a Leo to have to accept that another person is like absolutely correct and like that what they're saying, not even does it logically make sense. But
what are you talking about?
What exactly? So yeah, so that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, so our signs aren't compatible, but
we're somehow like still friends and shit.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And that's like a little background, I guess, on like some Latino and non-Latino celebrities that are certain signs.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know some of those. I had no idea J-Lo was a fucking Leo.
It makes sense to me.
It does make sense though.
Flips hair. I am J-Lo.
Like that whole demeanor, the way she carries herself, real Leo-esque.
It makes sense why she's such a good show performer. Personally, I think like the Leos always tend to be a little bit more like, yes, very passionate, but also like showstoppers and like appearance people. Like, you like to look good and show good and present yourself good. So I feel like an artistic job is really good for her because she can put those performances.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. They come like more natural to her and stuff. It's interesting.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm laughing. But honestly, I didn't really think that we were gonna make a podcast about fucking horoscopes.
I know, I fucking love it. This is why we have a podcast, so we can talk about it. It's also a big Latino thing. Like, I remember growing up and watching, oh my God, what's his name?
Telemundo?
Yes, in Telemundo. What's his name? Oh my God.
What's his name?
Que decía paz y sobre todo mucho, mucho, mucho amor.
Dude, hold on.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
Yo, I know the name. Yo, you know, it's funny. The minute I write, it was my man, Walter Mercado.
Walter Mercado was such a huge, like, icon. So every day, if you watch, like, I can't remember if it was in Univision or Telemundo. But
I think it was Telemundo.
Telemundo?
Yeah.
Whenever you'd have like the morning or like noon shows, they would basically like tell you the news, whatever. And then he always had his own little segment where he would give advice to you for that day, where he'd be like, Leo, make sure the stars are telling me that you need to calm the fuck down. And so every day he gave the horoscope in the news and I would see him on TV. And I know he passed away like a few years ago, recently too.
Last year, actually, he died at 80. He died November 2nd, 2019. He was 87.
Wow. He was literally one of the most iconic human freaking beings
And when I think of horoscope, I think of like watching in the news, and I think of like he was beyond just giving the news. He was a big entertainer, and they would bring in celebrities to talk to him, and he would give celebrities like horoscope advice. So like, it's just fun. It's just a fun little thing.
You know what's crazy? And I didn't know this about him until I did some research. And he's actually born in Ponce, Puerto Rico.
Yes.
So I had no idea he was Puerto Rican for the longest time.
Yes. Me here taking yes.
And it's no, but it's bugged out because also like on top of him being like an astrologer, él también era actor. He was a dancer.
Yeah. So you can definitely see like the influence of like. He wasn't just like the horoscope eye, like he was a professional in the TV world, and I grew up watching him all the time. He is a staple of my Latino community for me.
He's a staple in all our households. Like you said, when it was time for him to give the horoscopes, my mother was out, pen and pad with the paper, waiting for the little numerals, the little lucky numbers.
Yeah, he always gave the lucky numbers.
So,
but yeah, I'm excited. I've had a great conversation. I'm in a good mood now, and I think we should leave it here. I don't know if you have extra stuff that you want to say.
I really don't have any extra stuff. Like, perfect. Like it's kind of we perfect.
You right tell now. Him the one that edits this. I'm like, perfect. Yes.
Carla's like, no more. We're done. Okay. Good. Yeah. Awesome. I don't have.
Go.
Carla's like, yes, I don't have to make any more edits.
No more mistakes, Josh. But yeah, thank you guys for listening this week. I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. If you want, you can go on our Instagram and our Twitter at WTFLatinX, like as in equis.com. What am I fucking saying? Why am I saying .com? WTF.
Nah, because you're speaking
X. For our Instagram and Twitter. And then we have a website coming soon. So stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Yes, y'all.
Until next one, guys.
Everybody, take care. Peace.
Bye.